May be seated. Well, I ate too much this morning. I know that already. I was yawning sitting in the front row, so I imagine how hard it's going to be for you guys. We're going to try to keep everybody awake today by doing something different. What we're going to do is have a participation service where I hope you guys will participate well. And we're going to think about our fathers today. And think of something that your father said to you, did for you. It can be humorous, it can be serious, it can be instructional, it can be disciplinarian, it can be anything that you remember to this day and has changed your life and had an impact on your life. So what I'd like to do is, we got brand new microphones, which you get to try out today too, go around and give you an opportunity to share. I think it would encourage each of us and honor our fathers. So I'm giving you a few minutes notice to think about that and think, see if anything comes to mind. Before we do that, I'm going to finish up last week, what I was talking about last week, and then I'll give you an opportunity to share something about your dad that's special to you. The last 2 weeks actually has been a recap of the seminar that Karen and I went to by Ken Ham at the Cove, and it was very impactful in our lives. And we went through this 3-day seminar, and at the end of it, they had a question and answer or comment time, and I thought about raising my hand and saying something about something that was on my mind, and I just, for some reason, I didn't do it, and I kept struggling, should I do it, should I not, and I wound up not doing it, and then as soon as it was over, I told Karen, I said, you know, I almost raised my hand to say something, and she said, well, what would you have said, and I told her, and she said, well, you should have raised your hand and said that. So I didn't raise it, I didn't say it then, but I want to say it now, because you heard basically a recap of what's going on. I think you might be wanted back there, honey. She's pointing to you. here's what I would have said. Remember that the whole event was centered around the importance of Genesis 1 through 11 in our foundational thinking, that all of the social issues that we face today go back to Genesis 1 through 11, and Ken Ham was good about explaining what those issues are. So what I would have said at that time was, I would have stood up in front of that group of people that had just heard the seminar, and I would have said that Ken has taught us all some good foundational thinking that we needed to learn. He has taught us that we live in a post-Christian nation. It's a scary thought, but we do. I mean, our nation was founded under God, but it's not under, unfortunately, it's not under God anymore. We live in times where a majority of the people don't believe in God, or they certainly don't have Jesus as Lord of their life. They may have a concept of God, but they're not living as Christians. So they don't have a proper foundation. This is what Ken taught us. Remember, we talked about the difference between the Epicureans and the Stoics. Epicureans were those who lived for the pleasure of the day and eating and drinking and being merry. And the Stoics are the people who try to disassociate themselves with any type of emotion. Both are wrong, but we have both of those in our culture today. We have people who are Stoic and people who are Epicurean. He did a lot of things to prepare us how to give the gospel to this new group of people that's come up in the last generation or so. He even built an ark in Kentucky, which some of you have been there to see it. He told us the questions that are going to be asked of us, and then actually gave the answers to it. 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. And I said, Ken Ham has done the hard work to prepare us for all this. He's told us about the seven sees in God's plan, overall plan, the creation, corruption, which was eating of the tree, forbidden fruit, the catastrophe, which was the flood, the confusion, which was the Tower of Babel, Christ, the coming of Jesus Christ, the sixth sea was the cross and the plan of salvation that we have through the cross, and the seventh sea was consummation, which is Jesus' coming again. So I would have condensed this down, but the bad news is that we are living among the Greeks, and it's much harder to witness to the Greeks as opposed to the Jews, because they don't have the foundation, that the biblical foundation that we have anymore. So the bad news is it's an uphill battle that we face today. The good news is that we have been placed here at this point in time by God for this very purpose. We are of the favored, I believe, last generation who has the last chance to reel in the fish. We were talking about fishing this morning at breakfast. The last chance to save some of those who otherwise are going to be lost forever, doomed to hell, to an eternity without God. So God placed us, this group of people, in this particular time. Even though it's hard, there are a few Dionysiuses left out there. You remember who Dionysius was? He was the one guy, when Paul preached to the Greeks in Athens, he was the one guy named who became a believer in Athens. It was a tough sell, but Paul presented the gospel to him, and Dionysius accepted, and therefore his name appears in Scripture. There are some Dionysiuses out there for us to share. We throw our hook out in the water, and we see what happens. The main thing I would have closed down with is don't be discouraged. Even though we live in a time when the culture doesn't really want to hear our message because they don't have the foundation that we have, we are not to be discouraged, because God put us here for this purpose. And there are those who do want to hear. And that's what we need to be prepared to do it. And in summary, I would say that since Ken Ham has given us the materials to prepare us for this group of people, it's our job to use that material and prepare ourselves to be the missionaries in this world. So I wound up ordering several of the books that he had mentioned during the retreat, and several of them have already come in. I've already started reading them. What I would like to do, and I think this would be a fun thing for us to do as a church on maybe some Wednesday night after or maybe waiting for a chosen episode or something like that, is take some of the material that he has prepared and role play it and say, here's the questions we're going to be asked, because we know the questions that are going to be asked of us, and the things that are going to be said, the complaints about Christianity and all. We know what they are. It's the same questions and comments over and over again. Let's role play those, and let's prepare ourselves with the answers so that when we do hear them, we're ready to go. Right now, if somebody said something to you, a question about, you know, for instance, they might say, why are you so exclusive? Why is it that you think you have all the answers, that you have all the right answers and none of the other religions are wrong? You are an exclusive religion. What would you say to that? That's the kind of thing we need to be prepared for. And I think I will do the work to get the answers ready and concise and share them with you. But I think this is our job. You know, Nancy was saying earlier this morning, as a church, we need a project. We need to do something, be doing something at this crucial time. Well, this is something we can do. We can prepare ourselves for the conversation we're going to have at the gas station, at the Walmart, you know, at the restaurant or whatever, because you will hear these questions. So we'll find out what the questions are. We'll find out what the answers are. We'll do a little role playing, and we'll be prepared so that when these times come up, we'll be ready to share the gospel, try to find who the Dionysiuses are that God has sent us out to hook and to reel in. So that's what I would have said had I raised my hand. Of course, like I said, I would have done it a whole lot shorter. I would have focused on the fact that Ken Ham has prepared the materials, that we need to use the materials, and that we need to prepare ourselves by the same thing you do when you take an exam at school. You study. You learn. You practice. Why don't we do that in the church? Why don't we study and practice and role play and do what we do for everything else in our lives? You want to be an electrician? You study a book about electricity. You want to be a fireman? You study about what causes fires and what the dangers are. You want to be a Christian? Study about the problems and the resistance that people have to Christianity. So I'm hoping that sometime in the next few weeks we can have a Wednesday night where I'll be prepared. Like I say, I'll bring the materials and I'll be studied up and we'll just have a good time doing it.